there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome back in, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, Mr. Jeff Motley, Gone Racing here. Jeff, I promised I would bring a helmet this week. And as you can see, it's a football helmet right in the middle, and I didn't bring it. I got Ann back there giving me the business right now. I promise next week we will have a race helmet in place of the football helmet.
And I said, someone messaged me last week saying, why do you have a football helmet on your set? And I said, after the Super Bowl.
We're the sports betting network. We cover them all, but I will bring a helmet in so we can keep it. I forgot. Motley, Daytona 500, season is going now. We've had the Clash, we've had the 500. Gotta say, the cars look really, really good.
Oh, the cars look great. I think the jury on the cars is going to get decided in the next 2 or 3 weeks,
right,
more so than Daytona. No question about that. But we saw an exciting race at Daytona, a little bit of everything. Second year in a row, we got a guy winning his first career race in the Daytona 500. Second year in a row, we had a fairly large double-digit odds driver win the
very
Daytona
large 500. Double digit odd guy.
Not as big as last year.
No, not as big as last year. And look, we talked about it before. You know, he was a driver that was great. My 62 team, I don't know if you saw my Noah, when it mattered, right?
He was doing great, and then it was not his fault that somebody ran all over Kevin Harvick.
Sixth place.
Who hit Kevin? And
Larson.
Well, but Larson didn't cause that wreck, though.
No, Busher had no drafting.
Oh, it looked like Busher led off the accelerator is what it looked like.
No, Busher had no help. So? He was alone on the top. But great job, Noah. Just going personal there.
I thought Noah did an amazing job, and I think he would have had a chance if he hadn't been a victim.
That's all we ever ask is a chance. But who did have a chance? How about, well, first, the two biggest wrecks of the day were caused by
Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski.
And the race was won by a car that was driven by last year.
Brad Keselowski. So, Austin Cindric, I got to tell you, man, I remember when he was 5, 6, 7 years old when I was at Penske. You know, his father, Tim, of course, right, only ran the IndyCar side back then. So we didn't get to see the Cindrics as much. And one of the things that got me out of Penske was I said I wanted Tim Cindric to come run the race team. And that was just a long story. But
sounds like you might have been a little prophetic. It just didn't work out for you back then.
But Austin Cindric, rookie, first race, full-time, in the what we would call the Blue Deuce, but it was not the Blue Deuce.
Eighth career race of all, you know.
And eighth cup race, replaced Brad, goes out there, wins Daytona, 23 years old. He's the first rookie to win the 500 since. Do you remember the last rookie to win?
Well, you know, technically no rookies ever won, but in my book, Trevor Bayhn was a rookie because Trevor Bayhn may not have declared for rookie of the year, but in my mind, he was clearly a rookie. It was his first Daytona 500. It was his first season in Cup. He was a rookie.
And ninth driver to get their first career victory at Daytona 500. Second driver in a row with that. Of course, Michael McDowell last year got himself locked into the playoffs. I believe somebody in their propheticness last week who gave their, and on the podcast, gave their predictions on the top 16 who would make the playoffs. I believe somebody to my left had Austin Cindric
in. Believe I had Cindric in. We have to go roll the videotape, as they say. But I do believe I had Cindric getting into the playoffs, and I'm not really surprised. I'm not shocked that he won the race.
No, I mean, look.
Surprised. And look, I thought Blaney probably had a little better car, and on that last restart, he was completely blocked in.
But what I love is there, you know, you listen to NASCAR radio, and you hear these guys, Blaney, I can't believe all these people wrecked. He wrecked Blaney? No, Blaney went to make a move,
He just basically pushed him all the way to the
Austin
fence.
Austin Cindric pushed him. What am I supposed to do?
It's the final lap of the Daytona 500.
It's the last 200 yards. Am I supposed to say, oh, please, please, go right ahead?
No, I'm thinking if you're Blaney, the only place where Blaney messed up is on that final restart. He should have not allowed Cindric to get down
in front
of him.
That was a teammate deal. That was a teammate deal.
When there's two to go on a green-white
checkered.
That was
a teammate deal. That Penske wanted the win, and they were going to ensure themselves the win, and they did. The results, though, how about this? Austin Cindric, of course, with the W, second place and had a chance to win it. Bubba Wallace looked really good in that 23-11 racing.
If that had been
racing,
the Daytona 500 and another 100 feet,
it would have been Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace.
Chase Briscoe, who had came off of last year's struggles, ended up with third. Blaney fourth. Eric Almirola always around there at the end of the Daytona 500. You got last year's champion, Michael McDougal, the guy that we poo-pooed, who we say he doesn't like the place. Kyle Busch didn't win it, but a top 10. David Ragan,
guy
doing
only
my deal.
Like two races. Yeah, he's on the Brendan Gaughan plan.
And then Brad Keselowski got himself there, and Chase Elliott are your top 10. But way to go to Cindric and Bubba. And great returns, by the way, on some of those bets. If you had the top three last week with here's some of the Cinderella magic. We got to win 25-1 was Austin Cindric. Top three was a +800. Group D was +275. Season wins was a half a win,
which already got him on the underdog there.
He's already won it. His odds to win the champ. And remember, how many times, Jeff, do we got to talk about this?
Right, and I think it's interesting to point out. Now, he was 70-1 before Daytona.
That's right.
18-1 after. That did not drop as much because they think, oh, he won Daytona 500, he can win the championship. By winning Daytona, it put him
in the
playoffs. So suddenly, that's going to drop anybody's odds once you're locked into the playoffs.
And 18-1, if he has a good season, it's still time to jump on him. You missed the good, great number. It's still time to jump on the bandwagon, though. He's 18-1. I bet that number gets smaller. Not that I think he's going to win it. Standings, I mean, how they finish is how they are. So really not a whole lot to recap
there. Yeah, a couple guys. We did have bonus points paid out in the duels, yep. And you get the bonus points for top 10 in the first two stages.
Why Brad Keselowski is second in points. Martin Truex Jr. third in points for some bonus points there. He also led both stages. Martin Truex did. So,
right, and it's why Stenhouse is actually in 15th when he actually got wrecked out of the race, which I know we bag on Stenhouse a little bit, but I got to give him credit. It was pretty funny when he said that he thought Brad's plan was to wreck everybody in the race so he was the only one left to win it.
Stenhouse. I just was checking on that. That's impressive right there.
he said that. I didn't.
I was listening to it as well. I kind of chuckled. All right, so what we got coming up next, now that you said it earlier, Jeff, this is the meat and potatoes of the season now. This is where we really start to learn and start to figure out who's got a hold of this new car or not. We go right into Fontana, which, by the way, when we get into the odds, this is the first race since 2020.
2 years, yeah. Last year's race, because of the COVID restrictions in California, turned into a road course race at Daytona, yep. Which was actually won by Christopher Bell, who was a 60-1 long shot to win that one. So if you remember last season, we started with a 75-1 and then a 60-1 winning the first two races.
So we got Fontana, which, as I've told you, my favorite, the one place that if I came out of retirement right now, I love Fontana. It is so much fun. Then, of course,
we had video of your Winston West crash, though, because that was spectacular.
What my spotter said to my father and mother was even more spectacular. I don't know, Mr. Gaughan. I can't see through the fire and smoke. I don't know if he got out. Hey, Holbrook, any spotter listening, not what you tell to mom and dad when their child is on fire in a race
Bill,
car.
If you're listening, it's amazing you kept your job after that one, and you're still working for Brendan.
He's partner.
Okay,
yeah, don't get mad at me about it.
All right.
But so, of course, the Wise Power 400 on the big track, which there was rumors it was going to go to a short track, but it is the famous two-mile oval with the seams that you can't touch. Amazing deal, 3:30 Eastern time on Sunday. And so you and I, of course, I won't be there, but I will be watching that one. I do love it. Then, of course, after this, we go to
our home track.
Right here,
Las Vegas Motor
Pennzoil 400. But then the West Coast swing continues with the down in Phoenix afterwards. And then you go back to the new Atlanta, which is now a super restrictor plate type race. And then, of course, you got Circuit of the Americas, which I think Circuit of the Americas deserves a second shot after last year's big rain.
And I tell you something that I really like. I mean, you look at the next five races with Daytona. The first six races of the year are on six incredibly distinctively different racetracks.
I think that's a brilliant start to the season.
And if someone really emerges through these first six races, like Kyle Larson did
last year.
But we kind of saw Kyle Larson be the guy to emerge last year because we also had those differences as well. Austin race was much later in the season last year. It wasn't until May. We threw in the road course at Daytona last year, so we still had a lot of variety.
No, and that's that. This to me is going to be key because not only what drivers hit it, what teams hit it. With this new car, Jeff, we got to pay attention to what teams were able to hit this car first, and that's what we're going to be going off of is how well did they hit this car.
Right, and I think these next three races are going to be a real, real telltale sign, no question. But it's going to start this weekend at Fontana, without a doubt.
Well, let's get into what Fontana's happened in the past. Now, we haven't raced there since 2020, but if you look at some of the by the numbers, Kyle Busch, 22 races.
That's a pretty impressive
That's
record,
impressive.
Right?
50% top five right there. Four wins, 16 top tens.
75% top tens.
Yeah, that's impressive, man. You look, you know, some lesser runs.
His brother hasn't been too shabby there either, so.
No. And Kurt Busch, you know, 14 top tens. That's pretty impressive right there. You look at all these numbers. But right there, Kyle Larson, three top fives, a win. You know, there's some good numbers sitting in here that some guys that are really good that you might be able to find some value with. Joey Logano, 50% top 10. So we got some people to look at when it comes to how well they run at California Speedway.
And I think what's going to be really interesting is you're right. We've got these great numbers on certain guys out here and guys we know who have run well there. But this new car, to some degree, could throw out a lot of this, I think.
Well, the new car, that's why I said it's going to be just as important to find the team that hits it, not just the driver.
Right. And that's why I think if you're a better this weekend, you know, you might have a chance to take a flyer on a long shot and roll the dice and see what happens.
You could. And if you look at the last race here, Alex Bowman, he was, you know, still early in his career, but he won the last race here. Kyle Busch was second. Kurt Busch was third. So, I mean, some guys know how to get around this place. They've been here. We'll see which team hits it first. All right, guys, when we come back on Gone Racing, we're going to go get into the odds to win, and we might jump into the top three a little bit, and me and Jeff will do a little more, as my good friend Pipistone says, we'll do a little more kibitzing.
Kibitzing.
When we return.
Okay. We'll kibitz.
On Gone Racing. See you guys in a minute.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley, Gaughan Racing. We are going to start getting into the California Speedway, the Fontana race this weekend, get into the odds here. And once again, guys, we haven't raced there in 2 years. Brand new race car, haven't been there in a couple years. I've heard they're going to drag the tire dragons to try to put some rubber down.
I was going to say, got to be a pretty green racetrack.
It's going to be a green racetrack. So Goodyear has their work cut out for them right off the start to get some rubber down.
They even used to run Indy cars there, and they don't even run those anymore. So I don't think there's even been any
type of race on that
surface in 2 years.
No track activity for 2 years is what I was told. So Let's get right into the odds to win. Kyle Larson, go figure. Kyle Larson starting the season as your odds-on favorite, plus 400. Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott at 800. Denny Hamlin, 850. Martin Truex Jr., 10. William Byron and Ryan Blaney at 12. Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, 14s. Kevin Harvick, 15. Reddick, 16. Brad Kay, Kurt Busch, 20s. Ross Chastain, the lone, 25-1. Christopher Bell, 30. Chris Buescher, Austin Cindric at 35-1. Austin Dillon, 40. Chase Briscoe, 50. And Harrison Burton on the first page at 60-1. Motley, look, it's a plus 400 on a winner.
It is a plus 400 on a winner. You're going to tell me a guy who has finished in the top five in half of his races and won there four times is plus 800? I'm going to tell you, there's no way I'm leaving Kyle Busch on the board at plus 800. I couldn't leave that there.
I mean, look, I'm looking back once again. The only thing I have to go back off of is the last race there 2 years ago. Different car, but the guys that know the track.
And I think he finished second in that race.
He finished second in that race and was had a you know a really strong day. You got to look at that and say, hey, this let's take a Chase Briscoe. He's 50-1. Chase Briscoe has not ever raced a cup car here. You know, his last race there was an Xfinity car 2 years
ago.
Well,
and there's a number of guys who haven't raced a cup car. That's a good thing you're going to be running into. Just kind of like you're talking about Austin Cindric.
Well,
Austin Cindric, 35-1, though, seems to bid high for me for a guy who's in that two car who was so good in the Xfinity series when he raced there. And, look, even when he's run cup races, Austin's been pretty tough. I mean, when he was filling in last year.
And Brad Keselowski and the Penske team was pretty strong their last time they were there. To me, I'm just looking, you know what name – did not run well there, Kyle Larson. Now.
But he's also never raced there in a Hendrick car.
There you go. I'm going to say now you have another whole thing to go off of. That was Ganassi.
And that car that did win the race there 2 years ago was a Hendrick
car.
Driven by Alex Bowman.
And, you know, as good as some of those guys looked at the Coliseum makes me say they've got a handle on this car first. So I don't mind the plus 400 on Kyle Larson. I don't mind the plus 800 on Kyle Busch. I think I'm gonna probably make my bets this weekend going down team lines as to which team hit it first. And what I'm going to do is say, okay, I don't know which team, right? You and I. But I'm going to say, okay, I can put a bet on a Penske car, a bet on a Hendrick car, and a bet on a Gibbs car and say, I think I got the race winner coming from one of those three camps.
Well, and I can see that mentality. But, you know, we didn't learn anything, in my opinion, along those lines at the L.A. Coliseum. Because who are the two best cars out there? Joey Logano and Kyle Busch, and maybe Tyler Reddick until he had his problem. But who are some of the worst cars out there? Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin,
and Brad Kay.
But Austin Cindric. You know, so teammates of the guys who were really good were out to lunch. So we didn't have any organization who hit it at the L.A. Coliseum. But you do expect to see a little more of that, I think, at Fontana this weekend.
So do I, because you have so many different – now you have the big aero factors, not just the Daytona restrictor plate factor. You now have aero factors. You have all these different things going in. So I still think that – the three organizations that will win this race will be a Penske, a Hendrick, or a Gibbs.
I don't think you really went out on a limb there.
No, I'm not. But if I'm going to bet right now, I can look and say, okay, I can take a Kyle Larson out of the Penske, out of the Hendrick camp, a Kyle Busch out of the Gibbs camp, and I can go down to Ryan Blaney at 12-1 out of the Penske camp, and I've got three good shots with three good numbers. And if you don't want Kyle Larson to take Chase Elliott at 800 instead of Kyle at 4.
I'm with you on that. And I agree with you on that. I know you just had mentioned the Coliseum a little earlier, and I'm thinking, I don't really want to compare that one yet.
Let's quickly jump to the second page because there's one name I want to mention that you kind of talked about. Eric Almirola, 70. Justin Haley, 70. Daniel Hemric, Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, and Bubba Wallace all at 80. And that's really big long shots here. Cole Custer, Ricky Stenhouse, Ty Dillon, Todd Gilliland. I mean, Garrett Smithley got pulled out of the field, got a 1,000-1 shot here for a couple guys even. They gave B.J. McLeod, Josh Palicki, and Garrett Smithley, pulled them out of the field and threw a 1,000-1 shot.
Well, I guess they're going to have to wreck everybody in front of them.
I think 1,000-1 might even be a little
low. Well, I know you're I can't rag on B.J. I know you're buddies with B.J.
Love you guys, but I just don't see that. And the whole everybody said, oh, Corey LaJoie, this car is going to make Corey LaJoie be competitive. No.
I will say this though, the one guy on that second page. Well, first off, Almirola being 70-1 seems a little bit crazy, but Justin Haley will run better than a 70-1 car.
Justin Haley and Daniel Hemric.
Maybe Hemric.
Here's
that's going to be a full time team with three different drivers. other than AJ at the road courses, I think that's going to be a tough
I'm
tough
telling you,
deal.
That colleague team, all year long, you watch this colleague team, they are going to absolutely impress. Watch it.
That's why I said I think Justin Haley, I'm not saying he's going to win, but he'll run better than a 70-1
car. Let's go to the top threes, and let's start. Once again, they always kind of mirror, right? But some very paltry numbers. Then we get some good ones. Kyle Larson leads off in the top threes at plus 100. Ooh, I mean, dang near closest thing we got early season negative that we've seen.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott are 195s. Denny Hamlin, 205. Truex Jr., 240. Byron Blaney, 285s. Bowman Logano, 330s. Harvick, 350. Tyler Reddick, 380. Brad Kay, 6. Kurt Busch, 650. Chastain, 8. Seabell, 950. Then you get to double digits with Buescher at 10, Cindric at 11, and Austin Dillon at 15. Here's my thing about this. Brad Keselowski, they had a great run at Daytona. But you and I have both picked that to be the team that disappoints. Daytona is still that race, right, that a lot of things can happen.
Absolutely.
The jury, to me, the jury can start deliberating after this weekend on the RFK cars. Plus 600, it's a great number. If you looked at how Brad did this weekend at Daytona, you go, oh, hey, plus 600. That scares me. But I look at guys like Alex Bowman, who's just won there. I look at guys like Joey Logano and his history there. I look at some guys that have some decent numbers for a top three and go, once again, which organization? I can go across three organizations, bet a lot of top threes, and get a decent return.
No, I think you make a really good point there. You know, looking at and I think the Penske ones are probably the ones that really jump out at me the most. And seeing Cindric all the way down there at 11-1. Look, he could have a top three. I don't think these odds makers realize that yes, he is a rookie, but he is in a top notch car.
He's in
at a top notch organization, and he's raced against all these guys in the Xfinity Series, and a lot of these Cup guys drop down there and run, and he could beat them.
Well, and not only can he beat, he's run well enough to prove his merit to get in the two car. Now he's in the two car, which was a phenomenal running car to begin with, and you're discounting that a little much. And what is one of my favorite things we talk besides betting early in futures?
Momentum. And nobody's got more momentum than Austin Cindric.
You got a kid right now that has proven that he belongs, proven that he's earned. Forget the 500.
He might have to clear the cobwebs out this weekend.
Yeah,
he's 23-year-old wins a Daytona 500.
I'm sure there's a couple of rough days this past week.
There's a
couple. They're waking up for some of the morning conference calls. I'm sure were not very excited.
I'm sure he would have been excused.
What is it, the champions breakfast the day after?
Do they still do that?
They still do that. That champions breakfast. It had to be.
They serve mimosas at that thing.
He's 21. He's in a car that does that. Let's get to the second page real quick because, once again, there's a couple guys we think we could talk a little bit about. Erik Almirola is 25. Justin Haley apparently been bet down already.
So somebody else there thinking you go. The same way we're
22
thinking.
22-1. Daniel Suarez is 25. Erik Jones, Bubba Wallace, and Daniel Hemric at 35s. Custer, 40. Stenhouse Jr., 45. Then you got the longers. Ty Dillon, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, 60s. Corey, 70. Cody Wynn, they got the three guys at the 110, 120 to 1 shots. I think you could put 1,000 to 1 still, it wouldn't draw it. But to me, there's a couple to me. Daniel Suarez.
1,000 to 1 still
wouldn't. Still wouldn't entice me to it. Daniel Suarez is the one that we've already talked Justin Haley. He's been bet down already.
Correct.
But Daniel Suarez, this is unique to me. I think that Suarez, the whole track house, where are they going to go? What are they going to do? That intrigues me at a 25 to 1. He excels at these big places. Remember, he won Michigan when he held off Kyle Busch a couple years ago in the Xfinity Series. That was one of his first wins ever. I like that number, James.
Well, you know, I think for me, I probably want to see a couple of races on these type tracks for Trackhouse.
Yeah, but
you got to take a shot at some point. If there's going to be a time to take a shot, maybe this is it. I like Suarez and Chastain both. I think will be decent this year.
And Bubba Wallace with the 23-11 race team. I mean, not saying Bubba's stats there show, hey, let's go bet him right now. They're not sitting there screaming at me like he's going to be great here, but...
But look, there's one thing we know is going to happen with that team. Kurt Busch is going to make that team better.
But how quickly?
It may not happen right away.
But
I'll tell you, by the time we're at Charlotte for the Coke 600, watch out for him.
To me, Bubba is going to be interesting. I'd hold a minute on Bubba, but if you want to take a shot, that Daniel Suarez, that Justin Haley or Hemric, and that, you know, as I've been bragging about those college cars, it's interesting there. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll we get head-to-heads.
Head-to-heads.
Yeah. Head-to-heads in our groups when we come back on Gone Racing. We'll see you guys in a few. Welcome back in again, guys. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley. We're breaking down the Fontana Wise 200.
Wise something. Wise Guys 200. Wise Guys 400.
Wise Power.
Who's Wise Power?
Related to Josh Wise?
I guess that's why they're sponsoring the race, so that people know who they are.
Didn't we just say we were experts?
Yeah, but not on sponsorships. We're experts on betting.
Be. Come on.
Is it Josh Wise?
No. Josh Wise. Wise Power.
Wise Potato Chips.
I like that, too.
Okay.
As you know, we both like those. Anyway, let's get back to where we're going here.
We really digressed there.
We have digressed greatly right now. We just did a little thing for our podcast calling ourselves experts. As you can see, we give you all the good stuff here.
We did in one take, though.
Yes, we did.
We can pat ourselves on the back for that.
Yes, we can. Pritch wasn't even here to see how professional we were.
Exactly.
Let's get to the head-to-heads, guys. Let's get out of here quick. Head-to-heads, we got these from the Westgate today, so we are back. And, Jeff, we always know we don't like head-to-heads when we go to Daytona and Talladega, but we do like them at a track we haven't been on for a couple of years.
Yeah, and it's a little interesting this week. There's a couple that just have kind of blown me away. The rest of them are kind of a little bit of but want to bet the don't line on Kyle Larson and you believe in Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch, plus 145.
Well, you know, you look at Kyle Larson is minus 165 to Chase's 145, and you got Kyle Busch at 145 to Kyle Larson's minus 165. You got two teammates in one, and if you think that Hendrick's going to hit it, which one is going to hit it better? I mean, Chase Elliott, three top tens in five races there, average finish of 9.4. You know, I mean, that screams right there at me that pretty darn good. Now, Kyle Larson, even in the, remember, we're talking Ganassi equipment. So equipment was not as good. But do you remember when he won in 2017 with Chip Ganassi?
Look, I think part of this is, first off, Kyle Larson does have a win there. The last time there was a race there, it was won by Hendrick Carr. And last year on these type tracks, Kyle Larson dominated everywhere he went. So it makes sense that Kyle Larson is the heavy favorite and that Kyle Larson's going to be on these minus lines. I just like the fact that the plus lines are as big as they are.
Yeah, no, a plus 145 in a head-to-head matchup. And I got to tell you, I like Chase Elliott, and I like Kyle Busch in him. I mean, not because I'm betting the don't line on Kyle Larson, just saying they are both good lines on guys that have great stats here. So I think you could do something with those. I do like them. To me, the Kevin Harvick, Alex Bowman, even money to minus 120. Alex Bowman, minus 120 every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The one I find a little bit more intriguing is his against his teammate, Alex Bowman, coming in even money against William Byron's minus 120. That one is kind of intriguing to me because on paper, Byron seems like the guy that you think just week in and week out is a little more consistent than Bowman. But Bowman's the guy that has a win here, and he's a West Coast guy. And Bowman just seems to get up for the races out West. I mean, maybe it's just something about being home kind of thing.
He does perform, but the reason they're going off of history. You're ready for the average finish of William Byron in his three races at Fontana? A very easy average finish. You can do the math right now, Jeff. Three races, he's finished 15th. And 15th.
So his average finish is 15.0, I guess.
There you go.
I'd like to see, you know, I wish we had it right in front of us, but I'd like to see what he did in the Xfinity and trucks there, though. Because I think William Byron, I think this track suits him.
So do I. I just, if you're looking, like you said, if you're looking for one,
well, and let me, is there anybody out there who's probably improved more since the last Fontana race than William Byron?
Oh, I if you can find me somebody, it's going to be very hard to right. Maybe say Kyle Larson, you know.
Well, Larson had already won before, but Byron is a guy who, when he started the 2020 season, he was really a guy that was not really thought of as being a championship contender. I think there's a lot of people saying, look, here's a guy that could make the final four.
No,
certainly make the final eight, if not make the final four.
The only other cool one there is you got Kurt Busch at minus 125 to Seabell's 105. I don't think Kurt Busch has made this giant difference in 23-11. Yet, you and I both think that Kurt will make a difference. So a plus 105 number on Christopher Bell, look, it's all out of the Gibbs shop, right? It's 23-11, but it's also Gibbs. But Chris Bell being out of the mothership with things a little more stable right now, I think Kurt Busch is going to make a difference. Kurt Busch, as we said, one of the best ever at California Speedway, but I do like the Seabell number there at a plus 105.
Well, I agree. I think it really, if you're looking at any of the plus lines, and look, at the end of the day, we've only got three plus numbers on the whole board for driver head-to-heads.
Seabell, Kyle, and Chase are the three favorites there. I don't mind the even money on the last one, Austin Dillon, Brad Kay.
But I just think Christopher Bell might be the best plus line on the board.
But okay, I'll give you that. I think that right now with what we saw take Daytona out, Austin Dillon even money versus Brad Kay's minus 120, I like that a lot, too.
I like Dillon, too. Keselowski's going to have to prove something on these tracks to me.
He's definitely got to prove something. It hasn't shown anything yet to us. All right, let's go right into our group matchups. And this is I think you get better return by betting him to almost be a top three. In Group A, we start off with Kyle Larson at a plus 165, Chase Elliott at a 320, Kyle Busch at a 325, and Denny Hamlin at 340. Motley, you have Denny Hamlin in a four-man matchup at a plus 140. Does that set off alarms?
Well, the one thing it does tell me is whatever I'm doing, I'm not betting Kyle Larson here. I'm going to bet Kyle Larson.
I'm betting him to win
the race, because here's the deal. If he beats all three of those guys,
he's going to win the
race.
He's
probably going to be in victory lane. So that's the one thing I'm not doing. Kyle Busch plus 325, Denny Hamlin plus 340. The Chase Elliott thing.
320.
That's a good number even on Chase Elliott. I agree. But, boy, Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin, look, you know they're going to be good.
Molly, bet three of them.
Bet three of them, and as long as Larson doesn't win. You win.
You're winning. So I just that's a tough group right there. I think that Larson, yeah, he's the favorite, but man,
I'm gonna stay away from it in my picks. But boy, it's juicy.
It is juicy.
You know, it's kind of like a person that can't eat red meat, but there's a big old juicy ribeye right there, and you just want to take a piece, but you know you can't.
Feel sorry for those.
Staying away from
plenty of those. All right, let's go to Group B. Martin Truex Jr. is 260. Ryan Blaney, co-favorite, 260. William Byron, 275. And the last race winner at California Speedway, Alex Bowman at plus 290, the dog in the group.
Yeah. Wow. I like Blaney here, because I like the Penske cars. I think that's an organization that we're going to see did a lot of good research.
Go back to the last 3 years. Go back to last year. What organization did we say hit things first?
Penske.
The year before, what organization hit things first?
Penske.
So to me, Penske is hot early, and they fade mid-season.
And it's not so much they fade, everybody else catches up to
everybody
them, and they don't get any better.
That's the better way to put it.
You know, and the one track, we haven't mentioned this at all yet on the show, the one track that is comparable to this
Michigan.
One is Michigan. Blaney has run well at Michigan. I like Blaney there. I know he's a favorite there, co-favorite with Martin Truex Jr. But, boy, I tell you, to get a plus 290 or a plus 275 on Bowman or Byron is not a bad number either.
No, and that's Bowman's your last winner. I'm sorry. It's very, very difficult for me to look at that and not say, hey, how do you not put a little something on Bowman there? He's the dog. He's 290. He's the last guy to win. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Group C, we got Kevin Harvick is the favorite, at 235. Joey Logano, 250. Tyler Reddick, 275. And Kurt Busch, a long, long dog at 340.
I'm going to say one thing. Can we take a three-minute break so I can run over here to the window and put my money on Joey Logano right now?
Yeah.
Out of that group before they change that number? I'm confused. To me, that's Joey Logano, unless he has a flat tire or blows an engine.
I'm going to go off your Michigan comment a second ago. So I just pulled up Michigan stats. All right. Kevin Harvick is the number one guy at Michigan last 10 races.
What have you done for me lately?
He's got four wins.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
2020, 2020, 2019, 2018.
What about 2021?
14th place. No laps led.
How many races did Kevin Harvick win last year?
None.
Okay.
So I just, but that's why, I can see why you want to put Harvick maybe right there. Okay, sure. I go back to California Speedway. Harvick, six top tens, one win, last 10 races. What have, and that's going back to the 2020 when he was very strong. Ninth. His last win was 2011 at California. So I think that this one right here, that is my, if you're giving me the gimme pick of the day, my guinea pick of the day, Joey Logano, Group C.
I think it's the best pick of the weekend that I can see. I mean, the other three, Harvick has done nothing in over a year. Tyler Reddick's first, it's going to be his first cup race ever on this racetrack. And Kurt Busch is in a very unproven team in a new situation.
Well, we think that Kurt Busch is going to make a big difference a little bit.
Correct.
We think that Tyler Reddick and the RCR camp has caught up quite a bit.
But
not to Joey Logano.
Joey Logano.
Not to the Penske's
Montana?
And Joey Logano. So no, I think that if we ever had a pick on the show that was a lock, I like that Joey Logano pick.
You and me both. That's why I said we'll take a break, run over here, or I can just get my app out.
Let's throw out Group D real quick. It's Brad Kay 225, Austin Dillon 45, Ross Chastain 350, and Austin Cindric 320. Can we have two locks?
Well, there's definitely one I like a whole lot better than the other three in there myself.
320.
We may have to talk about it when we come back from the break,
yeah.
But.
Austin Dillon I can make an argument for. Okay, I'll give you some of that. Those guys have looked better. But that Austin Cindric right there, 320, momentum, the Penske group, all the stuff we talked about.
You and I won't be gaining on each other this week.
Yeah, there's a couple locks right there. All right, guys, we'll be back in a minute. We'll finish up and wrap up and give you our picks on Gone Racing.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back in for the last segment here on Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley. We're talking all things California Speedway. And we've just wrapping up our Group D, which you and I both believe that Group D has the two locks of the day for us. Both come out of the Penske camp.
Give me some Austin, and he ain't named Dillon.
There you go.
How about that?
Like I said, I can make a little argument for Austin Dillon, but plus 245 is enough of that argument. 320 on Cindric, that's a good argument for me. Group E, we continue down. Daniel Suarez and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Eric Almirola, co-favorites at 270. Chris Buescher, 275. Here's my thing about this group right here. Eric Almirola, he needs to show me that he is trying to run again like he did 2 years ago.
He's running off into the sunset right now.
And I just, we got to see what that Stuart Haas team is going to come out with. Chris Buescher, you and I both are right now on the don't line on the RFK group. So there, Ricky Stenhouse, that JTG group is down to one team now. I think that Daniel Suarez, to me, is your best bet in that group. He's plus 270. It's the same return as betting the dog. I like Daniel Suarez.
Well, and it's one of those where if you say, I got to pick somebody, then I kind of like you. I like Daniel Suarez there. Honestly, that's probably not a group that excites me very much. probably not a group that I'm really looking to bet on. Okay. Because I think you can make a case for all four, and you make a case against all four.
I can give you that. I will give you some of that. Some.
I know you're kind of on the Suarez bandwagon. So,
but you know, I was on him last year, and he lost me a ton of money.
Exactly. So
I need to have a talk with my boy, my muchachito. Tell him he's losing me money. He's got to step up now. let's go to Group F. And Group F, which is always the fun thing about Group F is you get names that we don't get to talk about a lot. And it's new names this year that we're not normally seeing. And this is a heck of a group. Erik Jones, 255. Daniel Hemric at 270 with Cole Custer at 270. And Justin Haley at 290. Now, we were talking off air. Justin Haley is, of course, the primary college car. Daniel Hemric is the second college car. Erik Jones is now a GMS Petty. GMS Petty. And Cole Custer, Stuart Haas. You like Justin Haley. I had to remind you, though, Justin Haley lost his crew chief.
Crew chief is suspended. You know, look, I watched Jimmy Johnson win the Daytona 500 with Darian Grubb on the box, even knowing it. So,
how many times have I told you lately? That means nothing anymore.
Well, I'd say the crew chief's work is done before the car gets to the racetrack. Yes. You know, so I don't really know that that's going to be a factor. I like Haley here because, you know, we've talked up the colleague cars. We do like the colleague cars. We know that the group at Childress has done a good job of helping them with putting those cars together. Erik Jones is also, he's running a car that the Gallagher Motorsports Group, I think they've got an affiliation from an engine standpoint with Childress as well.
And cars.
So you've got a lot of similarities out there. Daniel Hemric running the part-time thing and the Stuart Haas, those two are just, I'm not feeling so.
See, and I'm on the opposite side of you on the Hemric.
Well, and that's fine. I like Haley partly because he is the long shot at plus 290, and the other three guys are plus 270. Well, two 270s and a plus 255.
You know, Hemric has the most experience there out of that group. You got to remember he ran Cup full time. He's run the most races there. Cole Custer never run a Cup race there. Justin Haley never run a Cup race there. You know, so I like the Daniel Hemric number, and
Let me ask you this. If you look at those four guys up there, there's not a huge differentiation between the four. Not a huge differentiation. So if one guy's plus 290, why don't you take the guy who has got the longest odds?
I still think Daniel Hemric is the class of that group.
This is the ultimate. We will agree to disagree, which is makes it interesting, right?
It is. We don't have any of the prop bets that we've had sometimes. We don't have the team or anything like that this week, so we're gonna let that go. But we'll briefly touch on the odds to win the championship. We'll go over this quickly because it doesn't really. We talked about it last week a lot. This week, not so much. We had the big changer, of course, with Austin Cindric going from 70-1, moving all the way down to 18-1. Some other movers. Nothing has really shook up a ton. Chase Briscoe went from 80 to 40 off of his
finishing
top five
third,
finish.
Correct.
Everybody else still in the same realm. I'm going to tell you the same thing. Bet on a few guys that still have great numbers. I do believe Austin Cindric is a great number. I believe Alex Bowman is a great number. Great way to hedge your bet for later in the year. I believe Joey Logano is a great number for hedging your bet later in the year.
Well, I think both those Penske guys still being double-digit guys there. Joey Logano 11 and Ryan Blaney 12. I think if you're going to jump on them now, because you know what's going to happen. You run well at Fontana and you run well at Vegas. Knowing the way the playoffs are set up and what races are in the playoffs, somebody hits it. Let's say Joey Logano does. At his 11-1, he comes out and wins in Las Vegas. Joey's going to be about 6-1.
Yeah. So, that's what always happens. That's why, guys, we talk. When we do futures, you got to bet them early to find the number, to find those guys, and it helps you hedge your bets later in the season. All right, I want to talk for a change about how everybody did last week.
I don't.
Well, that's okay. I'm in charge today, so that means that we get to talk about it.
I want you to know, how close I was on that 12-1 Ryan Blaney.
Hey, listen. I was close on Noah Gregson at 100-1, ifs and buts were candy and nuts.
I was screaming for Ryan Blaney, sitting Christmas. Right over here in the South Point showroom, by the way.
Well, so we last week, Jeff Motley was the big
I'll wear it.
He is minus five to start the season, and after he bragged so much last week about how he had won the season the last year.
Well, unfortunately, only one of my five guys actually made it to the finish line. The rest of them were on their airplanes headed home before the race was over.
I ended up getting one win with Team Penske, most in the top 10. So that gave me a two plus 2.3 units. And the pit crew, they had Kyle Busch to win Group C. We poo-pooed him all last week. The pit crew went against us. And what? Lo and behold, who has the lead to start the season? The pit crew.
Kyle Busch finishes sixth in the race and manages to win a group. Now, that doesn't happen very often for Kyle Busch.
Well, because normally he's in A's and B's, and you have to win the race to win those. So to start the season, it's pit crew at negative 1.5 units. I am at negative 1.7. And Motley in the trunk at a negative 5. And as we know, we go from worst to first.
You realize we just recorded a podcast promo saying that we were experts and we are all sitting there with that little hyphen
Listen, it's Daytona. It's a tough one to handicap.
Exactly.
Mr. Motley, please, you are in the tail, so you get to lead the way on our picks this week.
Well, you're going to give me Kyle Busch at a plus 800 to win a race, a place that he's won four times, that he's finished in the top 10, 75% of his starts, and he's had 22 starts there. Kyle Busch plus 800 all day. Can't leave that out there. Rest of my picks, I'm going to go into the groups. I really like Ryan Blaney in Group B at plus 260. Sticking with my Penske theme, Joey Logano plus 250 in Group C. And one more Penske guy, Austin Cindric, plus 320 in Group D. And I'm going to go all the way over to Group F. I was talking him up earlier, Justin Haley at plus 290 in Group F. I like that pick. So four groups for me and a race winner with Kyle Busch at plus 800.
All right. Well, I get to pick second since I was the other side of that coin. And I'm going to talk about kind of like what I did earlier, where I'm going to cross kind of some of the streams of teams and try to spread my money out. I did like Kyle Busch to win, but of course I cannot go with you on the same stuff because it just can't do it. So I am going to go with a Ryan Blaney to win at 12-1. You know, like we said, he's been so close. He does so well. I look back at his Michigan numbers. I like some of his Michigan numbers. So Ryan Blaney, 12-1. I'm jumping on that bandwagon right there. And then after that, I'm going to jump kind of back over to the top threes. I am going to go with an Alex Bowman, plus 330 out of the Hendrick camp. And I am going to go into the Gibbs camp and do a Denny Hamlin at a plus 205. I know we can say what we want. I'm crossing these streams with these camps. There's three of mine. Then I'm going to end the day with our two locks. I'm sorry, guys. Joey Logano in Group C and Austin Cindric in Group D. It's just leaving too much out there for me, Jeff. That's just way too enticing.
Well, you can't let me get too far ahead of you after this week.
Well, as long as I can get that, if I can get a Ryan Blaney winner, I'm going to pull away from you and then I'm going to go conservative the rest of the season. Last year I had that early lead and I whittled it away. So now the pit crew, who of course is, we have hot off the press their picks since they are in the lead. We will start off with a Kyle Busch top three. They're going into the Kyle Busch camp and going Kyle Busch in Group A. So they are going heavy in the Kyle Busch category. Then they're jumping into Ryan Blaney, Group B. They are joining us on our lock of the week.
All three of us. So that means there's no shot.
There's
Joey's
no shot. Yeah,
we just absolutely jinxed
Joey Logano. We're sorry, Joey. We love you. But you are now officially screwed.
I think every time we did that last year, we all three lost.
Yeah. So if you want to know what to bet.
Betting public, bet run from
Group
us.
Because we all agree on it. And then they're going to head-to-head. They like the Chase Elliott plus 135 number over the Kyle Larson.
Okay.
I like
it. Hey, they're the leader, so.
No, but I can't disagree. I mean, Kyle Busch, we just said, Kyle Busch is great. He's the one that figures the car out first. We've said that on the podcast. We've said that on the show. So there is our show for California Speedway, Mr. Motley.
I'm just excited. We finish up Auto Club Speedway this weekend in Fontana, and then we get to have a home game, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the next week, Pennzoil 400.
It's your second best race, of course. Pennzoil 400 is second to South Point 400. We'll see you guys next week when Motley and I return, and we'll talk everything California and give you the Las Vegas Motor Speedway book. See you guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.